Murphy's Law, as most of you know, is the brilliant insight of that legendary genius, Murphy. If things can go wrong, they will. And there are many different formulations of that same theme. One is, the peanut butter and jelly sandwich always falls jelly side down. There are many other ways of saying that our lives are very often disappointing, frustrating, baffling, discouraging. And we discover that discouragement is really a contagious, incurable, terminal disease that all human beings are fated to succumb. Now, most of us have heard today's parable so very often that we don't realize or recognize the extraordinary drama in that brief description of the farmer. In effect, Jesus is saying that farming, practiced in Palestine in his own day, was a terribly frustrating job, that most of the effort that the farmer put into the work was simply wasted. The birds, the rocky ground, the drought, they all seemed to cancel out a good part of the farmer's work, and then also destroyed a great deal of that very precious seed grain that he had purchased. Now, in terms of the sheer mathematical effectiveness of his labor, that farmer had every reason to become discouraged and disillusioned. Murphy's Law ruled for him almost every single planting. And given the opportunity to reformulate that law, the Palestinian farmer could very easily say, if there's any hard ground or any thorns to be found, that's exactly where my seed grain is going to fall, apparently. And Jesus says to him in return, you're right. But Jesus says, what happens to that seed? Some of that precious seed, maybe just a little bit of it, always happens to end up on good ground. The thorns don't get it, the birds don't get it, and the drought doesn't get it. That little bit does take root, and it bears fruit, and you end up with far more grain than you had before, enough to feed you for the winter, enough to provide seed for the crop next spring, and even a little bit left to sell. The point of the parable, then, is not to deny Murphy's Law, but to repeal the long-term effectiveness, so that despite the frustration, the farmer's work will always pay off eventually. Disaster is not going to be permanent, nor decisive, nor total. The farmer will always succeed, if only at the very last minute. Now, the immediate conclusion is that despite all of these frustrations and defeats and difficulties that Jesus himself experienced in his own mission, despite his own ultimate failure of crucifixion, his work would eventually bear fruit. The parable says that Jesus will overcome no matter what happens, and that we people who are his followers today will eventually also overcome, no matter how many failures, frustrations, discouragements, disillusionments that we encounter in our own lives. Despite Murphy's law in our lives, we shall overcome the imperative future. So many of our efforts are wasted, we think, and I know that from my own personal experience. We work so hard day and night, week in and week out, and yet at the end we always seem to have so very little to show for our efforts. We clean the house and the kids mess it up. We wash the dishes and they're dirtied up again. We spend an enormous amount of energy on our family, and sometimes we seem to have failed completely. We have so many bright, enthusiastic dreams, and we commit so much energy to them with generosity. And then we see them torn apart by dumb, insensitive, unimaginative people, and sometimes even turn our dreams into nightmares. And then it's so easy to quit, to give up, to stop trying, and just to drift along on the stream of life, bobbing hither and yon like a leaf off a tree, yielding to any of the pressures that impinge upon us, not resisting any longer, not struggling, just barely trying to survive. But in the little parable story about the farmer, Jesus says, that is not the way to live. Quitters, he says, do not harvest a hundredfold. Quitters do not overcome a 20-point deficit in the last period of the game. Quitters, he says, do not create the kingdom of heaven. The good news of Jesus' story is perseverance. He says, don't quit, don't give up, don't cop out. Don't say, as so many of the young radicals of the 1960s said, we tried once, and society didn't listen to us. So, we'll just drop out and do our thing. No follower today of Jesus can take that attitude, either about his or own personal life or about making this broken world a more humane place in which to live. No weeds, no thorns, nor all of the hard ground of the world is going to change our commitment or make us back away from our personal responsibilities. And the basis for that confidence that each of us has is not found in our own personal strength or talent, nor the willingness of the world to listen to us. Jesus was under no illusions about his own vulnerability or the skills of his followers or the reception that he would have when he entered Jerusalem. We tore him apart. Our God is always like the hound of heaven, who simply will never be prevented from accomplishing his goals through us. It's a deal that he worked out, and he will never give up. But always remember, unless the Lord builds the house, the laborers will work in vain. And we always really eventually trust that God will grant the increase, but he always will need our work and our cooperation. we might not really even live to see that hundredfold harvest. We might even appear to everyone, including ourselves, really to be failures. But always remember the way that God keeps account books, as it were, the way that Jesus adds up the records, is that what does count is not the fixed mathematical ratio of the harvest to the seed grain. What does count is the effort of the farmer. The farmer never does give up. It is the effort of the farmer that produces the hundredfold. That is why Jesus says today to each of us, have confidence, have courage, bravery under fire, grace under pressure, resiliency in the very face of disaster, beginning again and again after each defeat. So the sandwich does fall on the floor, jelly side down. The message of Jesus is, go ahead, make another peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and go on with all of the stupid absurdities of life, knowing that no matter how great they are, there's always something more important than any absurdity that we confront. There's always something that gives meaning to our efforts, a meaning that cannot be taken away by anyone, not even the ultimate, apparently, final frustration of death. Through the resurrection power given to each of us, we shall overcome. In and through our gathering here at this table of the Eucharist, we shall overcome. It is here that we always do receive from Jesus our resurrection power.